Tonight, our call is going to be called The Safety of Conventional Supplements. What do you say that I introduce myself first? My name's Dr. Frank Painter, and I'm a chiropractor from LaGrange, Illinois, which is about 9 miles just due west of the Chicago Loop. I'm also the editor of the HealthQuest newsletter, which is available by subscription from the frontrunners. Now, Dr. Bruce Miller started HealthQuest 34 years ago, and it was the first science-based sales aid that was available to the Shackley Field. Now, when Bruce decided to retire in 2006, he asked me to take over the newsletter, and so I've been producing it since that time. Now, I went back to school to become a doctor of chiropractic at the age of 42, after having a 20-year career in the construction industry. Now, I graduated as a chiropractor back in 1993, and fortunate for me, I was introduced to Shackley in 1997. Now, while I was at school, I worked part-time in our research department, so I became really interested in research. And when I first experienced the Shackley difference in my own life and how I felt, I decided to go online and see what, if any, research there might be out there to help me understand why the nutrients I was taking was having such a dramatic effect. And even though 1997 was really the infancy of the internet, I was pleasantly surprised to see that there were already millions of peer-reviewed journal articles that were available through the Library of Congress and also through various university websites. So that drove me to create a nutrition section on my otherwise all-chiropractic website, chiro.org. And I've been adding materials to that since 1997. So it's a pretty sizable resource, and it even has its own search engine built in case you want to dig around to look for anything. So later on, I'll give you the correct address for that for any of you who might be interested. So what do you say we get started on our talk tonight, which is called The Safety of Conventional Supplements? Now, I recently had the pleasure of attending a fall regional Shackley conference here in Chicago, and I enjoyed hearing Chief Science Officer Dr. Bruce Dagge discussing the safety of Shackley supplements. Now, he emphasized how important it was to Shackley's R&D group, and he commented on the recent downfall of Volkswagen. This was when they had that problem where they were claiming that their motor was more efficient than it was, but it was actually polluting. And he commented that Volkswagen had spent more than 50 years developing a trusted brand name in America, and that they basically threw that away with one short-sighted and greedy decision. And he said that was really a clear example to Shackley. They never had, and they certainly never will make that kind of mistake. So our talk tonight is going to detail some of the recent safety issues with health and drugstore nutrients. Our health is our most important asset. And companies that cut corners by either using low quality or tainted ingredients just to hold down their costs or to raise their profits, they harm the industry that they represent. And they also endanger the health of all of their customers. That's reprehensible. So let's touch on FDA supplement recalls. In November of 2016, the FDA brought civil charges against more than 100 companies that either produced or marketed dietary supplements. Now, a lot of arrests were made because some of these, or I should say many of them, actually contained pharmaceutical drugs or other synthetic stimulants. Many of the other products failed to contain the active ingredients that were listed on the label. Now, in years past, the FDA has been accused of being too lax in their efforts to police the supplement industry. And it's really easy to sit back and judge them, and I found myself doing that myself. Now, to add to the FDA's notoriety, A Journal of the American Medical Association recently reported that during a three-year period between 2009 and 2012, the FDA had recalled more than 274 dietary supplements. Now, the authors also noted that almost two-thirds of those recalled supplements were still available for purchase as much as 18 months after they were recalled. That's pretty depressing. So are you getting angry yet? I sure was, until I started doing some research in the FDA. They have an unimaginable task, and their job includes inspecting all of our food, both local and imported, all vaccine and drug manufacturers, every blood bank in America, every food processing facility, every dairy farm, every facility that conducts either human or animal studies and trials. So let's look at just one of their tasks, looking at food inspection. Now, the city of Los Angeles alone has more than 24 ports of entry, and they receive more than 500,000 food shipments every year, and that's just by boat. So in the year 2010, for example, the FDA inspectors in Los Angeles were only able to physically examine about 2%, or about 11,000 containers, of food-related imports. Now, 3,500 of those 11,000 were actually rejected entry because the batches were either contaminated with filth, pesticides, drug residues, or salmonella infection. Now, some of these containers also contained banned colored additives or were mislabeled. Some of them were even poisonous. Now, what really personalized the demand of the day-in, day-job they have was during an interview with an FDA employee about the smell of the warehouses that she had to work in every day. And she said frequently it was unbearable. Can you just imagine how that would grind you down if that was your job day in and day out? So I'm a lot less judgmental now about the FDA than I used to be, and I realize what a monumental task they have to accomplish with a constantly shrinking budget and a shrinking workforce. So I propose, rather than submerging ourselves in an endless, depressing review of weak and tainted supplements, I propose, why don't we uplift ourselves by learning more about Shaklee's ethical business model and their philosophy of life? Why is it that Shaklee's different? Well, it all started with Dr. Shaklee's birth. He was born with tuberculosis, and the doctor told them that he wasn't going to probably survive more than a few years. But his mother, in particular, refused to accept that prediction. And so their family uprooted themselves from the coal mining town of Carlisle, Iowa, and moved to a farmlands in the northern part of the state. So that permitted the growing boy to roam free in nature, breathing fresh air, and he was also nourished with naturally grown produce. Now, needless to say, that natural approach worked for him. And that's also what led Dr. Shaklee to create what is most likely the first vitamin supplement back in 1915, the same year that he entered Palmer College to become a chiropractor. He wanted to be able to share the healing power of nature with all of his chiropractic patients. And curiously enough, some of those patients would come back and say, hey, I need more of that energizing product you gave me. I want to give it to my family. And that sort of planted the seeds in his mind about it could be more than just sharing it with his own patients. So the truth is there's a huge difference between manufacturers. A most recent California lawsuit against fish oil manufacturers and distributors was a really disturbing reminder that the supplement industry is like the Wild West. Now, a California environmental group brought suit against some of the biggest names in the industry, including CVS Pharmacy, GNC, or General Nutrition Corporation, and even Solgar, which is the leading organic health food store brand, because their fish oil contained unacceptably high levels of polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. Now, PCBs is an industrial chemical that's one of the most dangerous and vicious of environmental pollutants, and it's firmly tied to causing cancer and a spectrum of birth defects. So you have to ask yourself, why is their fish oil polluted? Well, that's because all those manufacturers were simply taking the word of their suppliers that the raw materials had been tested for purity. So it's become painfully clear that even the largest manufacturers, like the ones that I mentioned, they just don't bother or they will not invest in on-site quality control testing. So it's bad enough when a St. John's wort supplement marketed by Rexall Drugs turns out to only have 20% of the active agents that are listed on the label. That's sort of a ripoff, but even so, it's vastly preferable to being poisoned with PCBs. And unfortunately, this kind of thing is happening all the time. For example, when the FDA tested 324 multivitamin and mineral products that target either pregnant women or young children, they found that only 4 of them tested lead-free. Now, lead is of particular concern because it can cause permanent brain damage, it limits IQ development, and it contributes to behavioral and learning disabilities. So I'm not leaving it up to the government to protect me. I accept that it's my responsibility to make sure that what I purchase and what I consume is safe. And that's the reason why I choose the Shaklee brand. Now, Shaklee had no choice but to develop a rigorous process to help vet their raw material suppliers. Now, organic farmers are obligated to grow their produce following some pretty rigorous procedures, but they're not required to test their crops for contaminants, for bacteria, pesticides, or heavy metals. Now, the truth is that no matter, even if they do everything right while they're growing their produce, they have no control over the condition of the water supply that waters their crops, or the previous condition of the soil they're growing it in, or the airborne pollutants that may float over their crops from oversprays from adjacent conventional farms, or even the car fumes from highways, people driving by and depositing car fumes on the food. So when Shaklee contracts with an organic farmer, they actually send scientists to test the soil, the leaves, stems, and root structures of the plants that are growing to determine whether they've been exposed to any type of environmental contaminants that they don't want in Shaklee supplements. So Shaklee regularly tests for more than almost 390 different substances that could contaminate raw materials. Why don't we review how Shaklee actually creates a product? Now, product development starts at Shaklee by first deciding we need a natural solution for a specific health challenge. Then their scientists are charged with making a product ingredient decision that uses safety as the number one concern. Now, for example, when the Shaklee research and development team decided to create a natural solution for high cholesterol levels, naturally, as they always do, they started by doing an extensive review of the medical literature on that topic. One of the studies that they ran across was a 1994 study that reported that polycosanol, which is a waxy substance derived from sugarcane, appeared to be effective at lowering LDL, or low-density lipoprotein, better known as the bad cholesterol. And the statistics from an 8-week trial that they ran looked really promising. So Shaklee decided to repeat that study, but they chose to run it for more than 12 weeks. And what Shaklee observed was the same results they had. LDL levels continue to drop during the first 8 weeks. However, during the ninth week, LDL levels started to rise again, and by week 12, the cholesterol levels were right back to their original high levels. So evidently, polycythemia can cause a short-term reduction in cholesterol levels, but it's not able to sustain that improvement over time. Even today, though, if you go to a health food store, you're going to see polycythemia being sold and being touted for its ability to reduce cholesterol levels because it was based on one flawed study. Fortunately, for us at least, Shackley continued their scientific review until they discovered a combination of natural plant sterols and stanols that can effectively block cholesterol absorption in our intestine. So that's how Shackley's cholesterol reduction complex was born. And currently, the research supporting sterols and stanols is now so substantial that the FDA has added cholesterol reduction to a very short list of the health claims that can be made by supplements or foods. Pretty cool. So how does Shackley guarantee purity? Well, another example of Shackley ingenuity is how they produce the prostate-friendly Sol Palmetto Complex. Now, as we age, most men develop an enlargement of our prostate gland, which is known as benign prostatic hyperplasia. Now, the prostate gland happens to surround the male urethra, or that tube that carries urine from our bladder. Now, as the prostate enlarges over the years, it begins to squeeze and then partially blocks the flow of urine. Now, regular use of Sol Palmetto has been shown to reverse prostate hypertrophy with continued use, which is, of course, a real blessing for men over the age of 40. Now, unfortunately, to extract the active agent called Serenoa repens from the waxy Sol Palmetto plant, manufacturers typically use a dangerous and toxic solvent, including hexane, toluene, and benzene. Now, Shackley discovered a safer solvent. They use a technique called supercritical fluid extraction. Now, when carbon dioxide, or CO2, is compressed down to the supercritical state, it actually becomes an ideal solvent for extracting lipophilic or fatty compounds. Furthermore, supercritical carbon dioxide is non-toxic, it's not flammable, it's not especially expensive, and it's easy to remove at the end of the process, so it's very eco-friendly. Now, the hexane that we mentioned earlier, that dangerous solvent they use, is also used by most soy manufacturers. And recent lab analyses have shown that health food store brands contain as many as 13 different hydrocarbon residues in them. Now, hexane is listed as a neurotoxin by the FDA. So I'm very grateful that Dr. Shackley developed 100% safe, non-toxic water wash method to help capture all the benefits of soy with none of the adverse risks to my health. So let's talk a little bit about Shackley Excellence. Now, Shackley nutrients have always been sourced from organically grown fruits, vegetables, flowers, and grains. Now, many of those types of plants actually produce protective phenolic compounds called, as a class, phytoalexins, and they produce them as a defensive reaction against assaults by molds, mildews, bugs, and an assortment of viruses and other microorganisms. Now, it turns out that the unique compounds that plants produce, those phytoalexins, don't ever appear at any appreciable concentration in conventionally grown or bug-sprayed produce. They're only really found at clinically relevant levels in organic produce, because otherwise the plant has no reason to produce them unless they're under attack. Now, an example of that is Shackley's organic alfalfa complex, which contains a phytoalexin called mediacarpin. And mediocarpin has been shown to be so beneficial that the Merck pharmaceutical company patented a synthetic version of it as a therapeutic agent to treat allergic conditions, asthma, cardiovascular disorders, and whole body inflammation. So when I first discovered that, that really helped to help me to understand why alfalfa complex has always been so popular with the Shaklee family for addressing respiratory and, in particular, allergic disorders. Now, Shaklee has also always been a leader in improving nutrient absorption naturally. A perfect example of that is Shaklee's B complex. Now, all eight of the B vitamins are required for our daily energy production, and they're also required for cell replication and for the production of proteins and neurotransmitters. Now, folic acid in particular is difficult for us to absorb, and because of the deficiency of folic acid is associated with neural tube defects during pregnancy, Shaklee decided to develop a unique and a patented way to double the absorption of that key nutrient. Now, that same zeal led Shaklee scientists to also develop the patented gel diffusion time-release delivery system for the BNC complex capsule that's found in every Vitalizer and every Life Strip. Now, Shaklee is also the first country, or the first company, to produce an all-natural sustained-release vitamin C tablet back in 1980. They were also the first company to add vitamin C to their iron-containing tablets, which helps to improve virtually to double the absorption of iron, which is particularly important for any menstruating woman or for anyone who has anemia. So while other manufacturers pander to fads by releasing megadose special nutrients like beta-carotene, Shaklee carefully crafted the balanced carotenoids formulation of Carotamax, which contains all of the important nutrients, including lutein, zeaxanthin, beta-carotene, and astaxanthin, which helps to protect our eyes, our lungs, our heart, our skin, our prostate, and the female cervix. While some companies are capitalizing on studies suggesting that the bioflavonoid quercetin was beneficial for managing allergies, asthma, and cancer, Shaklee quietly created a truly balanced formula called Flavomax because it contains the full spectrum of the bioflavonoids, including quercetin, but also anthocyanidins, proanthocyanidins, and other various powerful flavonoids that help to activate cell immunity and also protect our heart and vascular system. Now, while the tabloids were raving about CoQ10 for treating heart disease, Shaklee crafted the gel-diffused CoQ Heart, which we use now, which was shown to be clinically 500% better absorbed than the powdered variety that sold elsewhere. Shaklee also went one step beyond by tripling the dose to 100 milligrams in the Vitalizer Gold capsule. And they even protect the CoQ10 with something called Qtrol, which is an all-natural proprietary blend of vitamin E and resveratrol. While most health food store vitamin E products contain nothing but alpha-tocopherol, Shaklee's vitamin E complex, the soft gels, contain all eight of the natural forms of the mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols. Isn't that a mouthful? Now, in supplement labels, if you want to check, natural vitamin E is listed as D-alpha-tocopherol. In contrast, the people who use the synthetic form are supposed to label it properly by referring to it as DL-alpha-tocopherol. So if you happen to be in the health food store, look to see, are they claiming to have D-alpha or DL-alpha? Because the truth is, in a series of four human trials, scientists demonstrated that synthetic vitamin E is very poorly absorbed. And it's also preferentially and rapidly excreted, compared with the natural form. They found that you had to take almost four times the dose of synthetic alpha tocopherol to get up to the same levels that taking a smaller dose of natural vitamin E would generate. So these are just a few of the reasons why I won't get hoodwinked by each and every nutrient fad that comes down the pike, or every new super juice that rolls off somebody's assembly line. Even though there's bound to be some reputable companies out there who try their best, I'll bet dollars to donuts that none of them have invested the millions of dollars required to purchase the complex lab equipment necessary to test their products. And I'll really bet they're not shelling out weekly paychecks for highly trained lab technicians who are required to operate that equipment. So my advice is trust Shaklee. They have an unblemished 62 years in the business, and there has never been one FDA recall of any of their products. And you certainly can't say that about the competition. Okay, so that's the end of our talk. So let me, if anyone wants to unmute themselves to ask a question, hit star six. Well, while I'm waiting, why don't I mention where my nutrition page is? The top of the page has a long list of various supplements, including acidophilus, beta-carotene, and a big long list, probably about 40 of them. Now, my nutrition page is what I call, it's not meant to sell Shaklee products. It's not meant to sell me. It's, you know, specifically discusses each ingredient and then has a list of all the scientific articles that have discovered what are the health benefits of each thing. But, for example, if you look at acidophilus, what that page is really talking about is Shaklee's Optiflora. If you look at the bioflavonoid page, what you're really looking at is research to support Flavomax. Or if you look at the carotenoid page, you're really finding out about Carotamax. I think you get the idea. If you know the name of the ingredient that's in a Shaklee product, you can find all the best scientific literature on that. So the page is at chiro.org/nutrition. So that's how you find it. There's a search engine available at the top of the page that only searches in that directory. So if you type in acidophilus or carotenoids, it will only pull up the articles that mention that. So it makes it very easy for you to shop for the article that you might be looking for. So is there anybody there that might have a question? If not, my cat will be very grateful for me to pay more attention to her.
Hi, Spanky. Yes.
She's sitting right next to me. Well, I'm going to give it about one more minute, and if we haven't heard from anybody, I think, remember, star six, then I think the cat is going to sneak me away. Okay, well, I guess the truth is that we've probably all seen these kind of things either on Facebook or in the newspapers about the number of companies that are out there doing illegal and reprehensible sales of products. I know some of my friends who are distributors are constantly shocked at the number of new companies that have been out there for a year or two that are claiming they have the new miracle cure. And it's very upsetting when you lose some of your customers to somebody who falls for one of these fad products. But in reality, when those people start taking that product, they're going to notice they just don't feel as good as they did when they were on Shaklee. And quite often, if they don't feel like you're going to give them that I told you so thing, you know, if you patiently and lovingly wait for them, a good percentage of those people will come back to you. So I think really this particular topic maybe doesn't generate the same amount of questions. My mentor, Barb Ligoni, shared with me something that has stuck in my mind all these years, going back to 1998. that the most difficult task we're ever going to face is to learn to love people the way they are. And that's something I think any Christian or any ethical person, you know, has to struggle with in their own lives. When somebody's not quite top dead center, can you still love them and accept them even if they're not perfect or if they're flawed or if they wander off the path? That's a challenge, but it's something I think, you know, is a desirable characteristic. Well, I haven't heard a peep from anybody, so I'm releasing all of you to go back to your families and have a good time. I know my cat is over here tapping me, you know, Dad, time to come be with the cat. So God love you all, and thank you very much for joining me on the call, and I look forward to speaking with you again next month. Okay, have a good night, everyone.